This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Well, 911 calls expected to be released today following the latest shooting incident involving George Zimmerman. The 31-year-old suffered minor injuries after being shot at by a man in Florida on Monday.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, May 12, 2015. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. Authorities in rural Georgia are investigating the death of a black man found hanging in a tree yesterday. They say nothing overt points to foul play. Authorities have not yet ruled it out, however. The man found hanging has been identified as Roosevelt Champion, a 43-year-old man who was interviewed recently in connection with the death of a woman by the name of Carol Lewis.
It's a white woman?
No, I don't have that. But it says that it's unclear what ties he had to her, and they are still shooting down speculation that there could be a connection between the deaths. His body was found hanging by someone in Greensboro, which is about 80 miles east of Atlanta. His feet were touching the ground, his knees slightly buckled, according to reports, and there was nothing to suggest an immediate struggle. And they're asking to discuss the context of a black man being found hanging in the South. The police officer said that he understands there's a lot of concern about the case, and we're going to be as transparent as they can. Now, this is not the only instance. Obviously, in March, an African-American man found hanging from a tree in Mississippi with bed sheets around his neck attached to a limb about 15 feet high. And that man was identified as Otis Byrd. And, of course, we were talking about this yesterday, Jay, that these cases of black men being found hanging from trees is becoming more and more more of an occurrence. As you heard, George Zimmerman, the man who was acquitted of killing Trayvon Martin, has been involved in a shooting in a longstanding road rage case. George Zimmerman and a man identified as Matthew Apperson of Seminole County in Central Florida. This happened yesterday about 12:45. They said Zimmerman flagged down an officer shortly after the incident. At the time, they say that Zimmerman was not the shooter, that he was the man who was shot. And they say that the bullet missed his head. And this goes back to a road rage incident, according to authorities, back in September. An ongoing dispute involved in an altercation in September, and Apperson accused Zimmerman of trying to kill him while on the road.
I think he has a death wish. I think he wants to get really hurt. So, well, I think that.
I don't think that there's that's really out of this realm.
Anybody else's
reality.
Life or his own life very serious.
And what have we said about people with road rage? Assume that anybody that suffers from road rage
might have a gun.
Will probably have a gun.
Right.
Assume
they go out looking for
in this day and
it,
age.
Right?
Yeah. In this day and age, if someone cuts you off and is in a road rage, don't get upset.
No.
Don't give them the finger. No. Don't mouth anything that you might regret, because always assume that they have a gun.
Yep. That is
what was that lady in Houston? She got cut off.
Yep.
And she
was killed.
And she was no, she survived. Remember the one?
The one that
was hit in the head.
Yeah, in the head.
The bullet hit her in the head, and she survived.
But that's
always assume that anybody that has road rage also has a gun, and you'll be all right.
Yeah. Wait till you get home.
Yeah, wait till you get home.
Shut your doors and then cuss.
And then cuss all you want.
We talked to foreign Congressman and Ambassador Andy Young, who was involved in an accident yesterday. But it is great to report that he had very minimal injuries. He is home, and all is good with the former mayor and former congressman, former ambassador Andy Young this morning as he talked to the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Not so good for the New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. The NFL has suspended him for 4 games without pay in relation to the Deflategate incident, in which the team was found to have used underinflated footballs to their advantage in the playoffs.
All right. Coming up next, Damon.
Seriously.
Seriously.
It's got to be seriously ignorant.
It's going to be seriously ignorant.
Seriously, and it's going to be ignorant.
16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.